Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Bert Show.
If you missed it, here's a little, quick little recap of Claire joining the Bert Show.
Lindsay, that's my girl. That's my daughter who's at UGA.
Mm-hmm.
She put on Facebook that she was going to Florida for spring break, and it's really confusing to me. Like, I really believe, you know, you have children to give them love and roots, and we're honest with each other. So I cannot imagine, one, why she would go, and two, why she wouldn't tell me where she went.
So what we learned yesterday is that, you know, Claire considers Lindsay her friend,
mm-hmm.
and as she said that she didn't tell her where she went, she just kind of disappeared. Like, they talk a couple times a week, and then mm-hmm. A week ago Thursday was the last time they spoke, mm-hmm. and out of nowhere, Lindsay's little sister brings to Claire's attention.
Well,
Facebook,
you say out of
status,
nowhere,
I
right?
Know,
my mom, assumption is that Claire was going on and on and on and on and on about Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Right, Lindsay? I don't know why I just blanked for a second, because I'm getting old. It went on and on and on about her, and so I'm sure little sister's like, okay, you know what? I can easily figure this out on Facebook.
And on Facebook, found a status message that indicated that Lindsay had gone down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So the Florida thing plus UGA being on spring break, the assumption is she's down there for the party. And Claire joins us again on the Bert Show. Good morning, Claire. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
How was the last 24 hours for you?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm trying to calm down, and I know I came across a little angry yesterday, but I'm just worried. It's been it is a week now, and I'm just worried and disappointed that, you know, we have this relationship and she would just up and go without telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody hear you on the radio, or have you talked about this with any of your
I have talked about it with everybody, and people actually called and said, oh, I heard you on the radio, like it was a great big thing, and I'm just worried, you know, I'm just worried and concerned, and again, I just, you know, I don't understand how we can be so close, and all of a sudden she just up and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone in your life maybe advising you to step away?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I had one of my best friends called and said, you know, she's a grown girl now. You just have to let it go.
Agreed.
And I get that to a degree, but, you know, I don't know. You know, when you're a mother, they're always your babies. And I'm trying really hard to say she's got to have her own life, and maybe this is her way of sort of pulling away and having some independence. And like I said, I'm just, you know, I'm worried and I'm a little disappointed, because I don't think I would judge what she was doing, except, you know, everybody knows what happens in Florida on spring break, but...
You just want to be in the loop. You want to be
exactly.
in the loop.
Exactly. I just wanted to know. I'm baffled that she mm-hmm. just did not say something to me.
She probably doesn't want you in the loop, or she would have called you already. I mean, it's her spring break. I mean,
what happens on spring break for college students kind of is their own thing and doesn't involve their parents.
Right. Well, I was a college student once on spring break too.
Right.
You know,
but did you want your mom meddling while you were on spring break when
no,
you were a kid?
No, I did not.
There
when
you
I
go.
Think about that, all my girlfriends were saying, you know, you did this too. We all did this too. In fact, a couple of them I went on spring break with, you know, and I just thought, okay, I just got to let it go. I got to let it go. But I am concerned.
Well, and just one last comment. We talk all the time about birth orders. You know, we always tease because I'm the only one in the room that's not the oldest or an only child. Mm-hmm. And I do feel bad for oldest kids in this regard because I do think that you're cutting your teeth on your oldest kid because it's the first time that you've dealt with this.
No question about it.
You know what I mean?
Especially with girls. I mean, I can only have girls, but I think it's harder with girls because you're more vulnerable. And I was a girl once. And I know, you know, when I was spreading my wings, you know, I drove my mom crazy.
The what we did yesterday is we had Claire on with us yesterday, and Tracy and I both took her phone number and Lindsay's phone number and tried to call her all day because obviously what we want to do is have Lindsay on the phone with us.
Right? Did you get in touch with her?
Well, it's interesting because we called a few times throughout the day. I think Tracy tried primarily in the morning and then in the afternoon and into the evening. I tried a few times.
Uh-huh.
I probably didn't try as much as you would have, maybe three or four times over the course of the day, but it went to voicemail every single time.
Right. Well, that's what's been happening with me.
Right. Well, now in the middle of the afternoon, early afternoon, I received word that someone named Lindsay was looking for us.
Really?
And Lindsay left a voicemail, called the radio station, and left a voicemail that I would like to play for you.
She called the radio station?
She called the radio station.
You have to. Okay.
Now,
let me hear what she said. Can I hear what she said?
Yeah, we're going to play it for you.
All right.
Now, I just want you to do me a favor and remain calm.
Okay.
All right. And just know that because she called the radio station, I'm assuming that her phone was off. She was either avoiding our calls or doesn't have her phone with her.
All right.
Okay, so this is her message that was left at the radio station.
Okay.
Hi, this is Lindsay Ma. As I understand it, you've been looking for me to try and find out how my week off is going. And I'm not going to get up early just to talk to you, but I'll gladly fill you in on Monday. I'm having a great time, and it's everything spring break is supposed to be. Also, can you let my mom and sister both know that they need to mind their own business? Because I'm a big girl now. Thanks.
Well, I'm very relieved she's okay. I thought it was a little snippy. But
did you hear that there was a specific message to you?
To me, just telling me that, you know, mind my own business, and she's a big girl now, and I guess she's right, but I don't have to like it all that much.
Well, I mean, that you can't ask more for that. I mean, you know.
Right.
And Bert's not here because I'm sure he would be a lot more defending of you because he's a parent. But I do think that there, you know, your job is to get them to be an adult and then, you know,
let them go.
Now, Claire, just in order to be fair, because we've been kind of critical of your intervening or curiosity or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. There are people who agree wholeheartedly with you, like Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. This is my favorite show. I couldn't wait to comment.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, yes, my agreement is with the mom and Bert. I have a 20-year-old daughter. We live here in Atlanta. And even if she does go, you know, to some clubs around here, I just would like a courtesy call just to let me know that she got there.
Exactly.
Okay. I may seem a little bit over, you know, overprotective, but that's the way that I feel. Even if she's gone away for a week and I didn't hear from her, I guess I would have done like what Bert said yesterday, is drive down to where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I just, it's not about checking up and what she's doing. I just want a courtesy call to let me know that she got there okay.
That's exactly how I feel.
Well, from the
is she going to do that her entire life, though? I mean, is she going to do courtesy calls when she's 30, when she's 35,
I'm not talking about that, but I mean, as long as, you know, as long as she's in the partying atmosphere, we know what goes on in spring break with all the, you know, alcohol and things like that. I just want a courtesy call to let me know that she's okay. That's all.
Well, I mean, from the Jersey Shore to the heart of the South, parents are concerned.
There we right. go.
Well, I mean, Katie and I talked about this last night because it came up. And you know, I do the one thing that I think that Lindsay did that was wrong is just to disappear completely. I do. I don't agree with that. Because I said yesterday that I, you know, especially as still in school and still under what. And my thing was my parents were helping me through school, so I did feel still an obligation to them. So if I went on a trip, and especially if I borrowed money from them, yes, it was my responsibility to say yes that I was going. But when Katie and I talked last night, it was a case of, well, we would want to know you got there safe, but then we wouldn't want done. Mm-hmm. You got spring break, you do your thing, and then when you're back on the road, we want to know that you're on the road in case we need to get them somewhere, and then mm-hmm. that's it. But this checking in while they're there, I just think. You know, that's where I think the gray area is.
The Nicole would like to join the show. She brings up a good point about the definition of adult. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm hoarse, too, just like Jen. So
that's okay.
My sorry. Voice.
Sorry.
I just said that, according to the IRS, this girl's an adult. If mom, if she's still living at home, mom's paying that UGA bill, she at least owes her the courtesy of telling her where she is. I did spring break. We all know what happens. We all know what happened to Natalie Holloway. I have kids. Mm-hmm. They're 7 and under. So, I mean, I'm not even at this stage yet, but I can only imagine.
The thing is I can't help but think that mom, I'm not saying that what the daughter's doing is right,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying that this could be a time of reflection for the mom who could look at why the daughter, like, would she have gotten so much grief and guilt from you if she did tell you that she made the decision to upset you this way rather than let you ruin her trip. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I just think that there's a reason.
I think there are some parents that really do abuse the and you know, you joked, Wendy, about doing it as an adult. Yes, there are some mothers that expect adult children to check in with them beyond college and beyond their 20s, because I do think that there is an insecurity on the parents' level. I'm not judging parents. Of course, you want your child to always be safe, but there is a time in which I do think you affect the way your child feels in general and feels about you. And I think what tipped me off yesterday, Claire, is the idea that y'all are best friends. And it didn't sound that way to me on the voicemail.
Well, it's certainly what we've been forever. And, you know, I'm listening to everyone, and I'm trying to take it in. But I'm saying I never even got a call to say she was going.
See, and I disagree
with that.
I'm not
talking about calling me every day and what she's doing. That's too much information.
Yeah.
But I think that there's some degree of just respect between people who love each other to just say, hey, I'm doing this, you know. Then I would have understood if she got pissed and I tried to intervene. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying to find out that she's just gone and think something's wrong and not be able to have any response for her. It's just disappointing.
I agree with that. I agree that she should have said, because I'm older, and if Katie and I are going on a road trip, we tell our families we're going on the road trip now.
Right. That's
you
it.
Know? So I agree.
We are. We'll check back in with you Monday morning, Claire and Lindsay. According to our voicemail message, we'll come on with us Monday morning. So we'll talk to you then. Okay.
Fantastic. You guys have a great, great weekend, and thank you for at least letting me know she was okay.
Okay.
No problem. This is the message that was left at the radio station by Claire's daughter yesterday.
Hi, this is Lindsay. As I understand it, you've been looking for me to try and find out how my week off is going. And I'm not going to get up early just to talk to you, but I'll gladly fill you in on Monday. I'm having a great time, and it's everything spring break is supposed to be. Also, can you let my mom and sister both know that they need to mind their own business? Because I'm a big girl now. Thanks.
The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.